This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The inmates are taking over the asylum in Congress. We all knew that House of Representatives Congressman Kevin McCarthy was willing to make deals with the devils to become Speaker of the House. As one wild concession after another trickled out from the negotiations, even conservative voices and outlets from both local and national news sources chided him for giving away the store in order to get the gavel. Nonetheless, it was politics, right? Eventually, it would sort out. None of us would have guessed that he was literally turning over the asylum to the inmates, would we? We were wrong. McCarthy has now announced the appointments to the primary investigative arm of the House, the Oversight and Accountability Committee. In that number are some of the most discredited, foaming-at-the-mouth, election-denying, conspiracy-stirring wacks to ever gain seats in Congress, including Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, and Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Yep, no mistake, these are the leaders of the new posse in Congress. They really need no introduction because all of them seem to have a microphone welded to their mouths and have spewed their views to any and all over the last several years. Even to say they are cheek to jowl with former President Trump understates the case. Several of them are quoted during the interminable voting for Speaker, expressing their devotion to Trump while saying they were going to ignore his advice on McCarthy, sort of like saying they were diehard Catholics but would never go to Mass. They're united in having called current President Biden everything under the sun but a child of God. Where do we start? Green, for her QAnon convictions, racism, and more, was literally denied appointment to any House committee in her last term for her shenanigans. Now, suddenly, she woke up, it's Christmas morning, and she found a pony under the tree. Boebert narrowly won re-election in Colorado, even where, as a saloon keeper, she had gained notoriety as a pistol-packing mama, but the state is changing more than she is. The whole pack of them still swear on the Bible to their delusion that Trump won in 2020 and that Biden is the Antichrist. So this is going to be guaranteed chaos under the circus tent. Can McCarthy control them? Heck no, he made the deal. They got their gift now for their votes, and they see nothing ahead but open road. Will this help the Republican Party? Of course not. The daily barrage from this crew will drive even more voters anyway but their way. Will this hurt Biden? Well, it'll be a time suck for sure. But whether they can put the votes together to find sticks and stones rather than the words to hurt him is very unclear to me. It'll be a rough ride, but it's hard to cure crazy. McCarthy made his deals with the devils. So much for his soul or that of Congress. Because it's clear from the get-go, this won't end well for anyone. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.